We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a wild and wacky day of baseball. Shuckers set to play 16 scheduled innings against the Rocket City Trash Pandas on the road. They're going to play game one as the home team. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shuckers lefty Nate Peterson. Nate, appreciate the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
It's a weird and wacky day. You ever played as a home team on the road before?
Actually, last year we did in Carolina. We played Fayetteville when it rained out, and it was a bit of a weird experience. Didn't know what to bring, but we got 16 innings under our belt today, and it's going to be a long one. It's going to be a real long one.
Are you a fan of, if you're on the road, you're wearing the white uniforms on the road as the home team? Are you in favor of that?
I don't think we are wearing the white uniforms right now, but I have no idea. As last year, we wore our grays, if I remember correctly, but I don't know what Tate's going to pick today, but I hope it's blues, to be honest.
You tied your career high with 6 shutout innings on Saturday night to cap off really just an excellent month of August. What was really clicking for you on Saturday night?
I just started trusting my stuff will play in zone. I started realizing that I kept going east-west with my pitches and started focusing on more being over the plate and trusting the cutter and just doing the thing, adding the changeup in there a little bit. And again, trust the defense too. Because we've been having good defense behind our back lately. But it's this late. You just got to keep pounding the zone, and things will go your way.
You talked about you were going a lot east-west and wanting to get it more over the middle of the plate. Was that something that you've kind of taken start from start of wanting to build off of going into Saturday night?
I've just noticed that I haven't been getting very many swings east-west of the plate and more north-south. And especially with my cutter, since it stays over the plate more often, I'm allowed to have more room to miss with that pitch. And I don't know, just kept working with it, kept trusting it. It's been a up and down year, but started finally clicking for me, which is nice.
Well, and it's clicking in a big time way in August. You had a 1.5 ERA, 5 appearances, 3 starts, back into the starting rotation and pitching real well. How much of a jolt of confidence is that to have a great month also while finding yourself back in the rotation making big time starts?
It's definitely a confidence builder, but I haven't really thought about that relief starting thing. I kind of just settled into what my role was, and that was just to fill innings, start or relieve, do my job, do my part, put zeros on the board, and give a team a chance to win.
How much does that help you mentally of just settling in, knowing that, hey, sometimes you might be in relief, sometimes you might be starting? Because that feels like, for most people, might just be whiplash back and forth, going back and forth, back and forth.
It was an adjustment at first. I had to really, really trust in what I was doing and trust in what I set myself for, like, a goal-wise. But, no, like, once I settled in, all I cared about is that when I'm on that mound, it's like I just got to throw zero. That's all it is. Like, when it comes down to it, it's just zero, 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 zero.
You're also getting hot for the playoff run. How exciting not only is it to be pitching well, but to be pitching well and helping the team in a big-time playoff push here late?
It's fun. Like we said, I think it was Saturday when we all started saying it. We're just having fun. It's definitely an exciting moment. It's really cool. We're going into this week. We got, 7 games to push for that playoff, and then we got Mississippi next week. So it's definitely exciting.
What's that vibe like in the clubhouse? Is it something where everybody's locked in every single day trying to get to that playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, we have music blasting. Everybody's excited. Everybody's looking forward to the games. And I mean, you know how it is, pregame, getting excited and stuff like that.
How much fun does it make the end of the season as well, playing in meaningful games? Because there are a lot of teams across minor league baseball where these next 2 weeks are just get to the end of the season. But for you guys, it is high-pressure baseball every single night.
Yeah, but what are we, like a half a game back, I think it is?
Half game up?
Half game up, yeah. Half a game up. I mean, it's about like it was last year in Wisconsin when we went into Beloit, and I think we were a game back, and then we went in and swept Beloit, and we were going into the final week where we just needed a win too, and we didn't pull it off, but that definitely was an exciting moment. It was cool to be a part of, and it's about the same kind of vibe we have here too.
You also made the playoffs back when you played in college in the Northwoods League with the St. Cloud Rocks in 2021. What was that environment like, and was it similar to what it was like in pro ball last year with Wisconsin when you were guys making the push, or was it a little bit different?
It's pretty similar, actually. Northwoods is a pretty similar layout as it is in pro ball, and that's what I liked about it. Like a lot of guys, we showed up there. All we do is try to get our work done and get better each day. But when the game starts, it's like we lock in. It's like a different mentality. It's like once you cross those foul lines, it's time to play, time to ball. And, we were really good that year. It was really fun to be a part of, and it's about the same kind of vibe here it is, too.
How much do you enjoy just playing in those pressure-packed moments out in the mound, knowing it may be a late-game situation, maybe an early-game situation, but this game's a big one right here?
It's definitely on my mind, but when it comes down to the game, that we just kind of go, hey, it's just another day, it's just another pitch, it's just another team, it's not that much of a, it's just a game, we're just playing a kid's game is what I try to keep in my head, and we're just having fun, because if you let the pressure get to you, it just kind of falls apart at that point.
Well, hey man, congrats on the great month, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas coming up next.